This is a bedtime story. And like so many bedtime stories, it begins with a rebel prince, a brave soldier, a witch's spell, and, in our case, yes, a bed. Not just any bed. A black and bronze Victorian antique four-poster with a superbly cast brass plaque decoration in the shape of a five-pointed star and one perfect crystal knob atop each tall and graceful post. The perfect witch's bed. Or rather, the perfect bed for a witch. The problem was, he saw it first. John Joseph Galbraith. I didn't know who he was at the time. I noticed him, though. At 6'4", with shoulders like a gladiator, he was hard to miss. Early 40s, not handsome exactly, or at least the handsomeness was secondary to his air of command, of authority, not a guy to fool around with. So naturally, I had to try and fool around with him. "That's going to be a tight fit," I said. John looked up from his frowning contemplation of the star escutcheon. "What?" I'm 6 feet, so it was a novelty to have to look up to meet his eyes. They were a striking shade of yellow-brown, amber, and those alert hawk eyes perfectly suited the severity of his features. Despite the red glints in his thick hair, there were no freckles on his tanned face, nor did it look like a face that creased into a smile very often, and he was definitely not smiling for me that afternoon.